The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has been meeting the President of Taiwan, despite warnings of severe consequences from China. She visited the Parliament and described the island as one of the most free societies in the world. Pelosi is the most senior U.S. official to visit the self-governing island in 25 years.
Our delegation came here to send an unequivocal message. America stands with Taiwan. And I just hope that it's really clear that while China has stood in the way of Taiwan participating and going to certain meetings, that they understand that they will not stand in the way of people coming to Taiwan.
Well, the Chinese military says it's on high alert and has launched live fire exercises around Taiwan. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry says the drills have violated the island's sovereignty and have breached UN rules. The first cargo ship carrying grain to leave Ukraine since the Russian invasion is due to be inspected off the coast of Turkey. It's going to be later heading to Lebanon. The vessel is being monitored by a joint coordination center in Istanbul. Turkish, Russian, Ukrainian and United Nations staff are there as part of a deal signed last month. Sri Lanka's new president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, says fuel shortages are likely to last until the end of the year. A new parliamentary session is opened in Colombo as the country continues to struggle through its worst economic crisis in decades. The president's told MPs the country will restart bailout talks with the International Monetary Fund in August. Yemen's warring parties have agreed to extend a four-month truce for a further 8 weeks, hours before it was due to expire. U.S. President Joe Biden says the agreement between the government and the Houthis is an important step. Voters in the state of Kansas have rejected a measure that would have made it more difficult to get an abortion. U.S. President Joe Biden says the result shows that most Americans believe women should have access to the procedure. Kansas is the first state to vote on reproductive rights since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.